Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over whether you need a vacuum system or not. And a vacuum system is great to have, but do you really need a vacuum system? And I'll go over some of the reasons why you may want to get one, and some of the reasons why you may not need a vacuum system. So I'm not trying to sell you a vacuum system. I don't work for any manufacturers that sell them. I'm just going to give you an honest opinion of why you may want one and why you may not want one. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And I'll start with the price point. And you may say, well, I don't want one because they're really expensive and I can't afford it. In all actuality, you can easily afford it if you save up for it. You can start a fund, $150 a month, and you can save towards a vacuum system. And within 1 year, you'll be able to purchase it. So I wouldn't say that not being able to afford it should be your main factor or main thought. And besides that, you may also add more accounts on your route because you're using a vacuum system, which will generate more income, which will make the vacuum system kind of pay for itself. So I'm going to get that out of the way by saying I wouldn't say being able to afford it or not being able to afford it is a factor. It's not like you're buying a house or buying a new truck. You're buying a piece of equipment anywhere from $2,000 to $1,500, depending on the system and, of course, the battery you're going to need for it, or not need the battery if you buy the bottom feeder that comes with the lithium ion battery already. And I hear a lot of pool pros say that, you know, oh, I just can't afford it. It's just too much money, too much of an investment. So I just wanted to just start with that, and I would say that I wouldn't have that as your main factor, because if you do need it, then you're going to have to pay for it. And how do you know if you're going to need a vacuum system? Well, you can survive out there by just manually vacuuming all the pools in your route when you need to. It's not a real big detriment. I mean, I spent, you know, decades vacuuming pools without a vacuum system before they became readily available. And in your area, you may not need one because you may have very light leaf debris. You may have pools with cement around it. You may have screened-in pools where they don't really get dirty. And the vacuum system may be something that you just don't need at your arsenal. But in a lot of cases, like in my area, yes, we have light debris pools. We also have heavy debris pools, and we have something called the Santa Ana Winds. I don't know when they started naming it that. But anywhere from the beginning of October all the way through until April, we can get windstorms that generate, you know, gusts of 80 miles an hour, 50 or 60 miles an hour sustained wind speeds is not uncommon in a big Santa Ana wind event. And so debris from a tree, you know, two houses over, can easily make it into the pool you're servicing. I remember I was at one stop and it had these maple leaves in it, and I was like, where in the world did these maple leaves come from? Because there's nothing around the pool. The house next door doesn't have any. But there was an empty lot. It was actually not an empty lot. It was part of another house, but it was like a ranch home. And past that were these maple trees. And the wind was so strong that it blew these leaves past an empty area of the backyard, past the neighbor's house, and into the pool where I service the account. And so if you're in an area where you do get some windstorms, Santa Ana Winds, for example, the vacuum system will definitely come in handy during those months where the pools may get a lot of debris. Why is a vacuum system handy with leaf debris? Well, you can technically use a leaf rake and you can skim the bottom of the pool pretty effectively. It does take time. And then when you're skimming the shallow end towards the deep end, you're stirring up the debris, and then you have to wait for it to settle a little bit, and you can skim it again. Sometimes if there's a lot of debris, the leaf rake is really heavy, And if you multiply this by 10 pools, you're going to be pretty worn out by the end of the day. So the vacuum system will definitely save you from being worn out. It'll also speed up the cleanup process. Now, I can skim a pool pretty rapidly on the bottom and get a lot of debris out quickly, but I've never been able to get it out faster than when I'm using a vacuum system, maybe even twice as slow compared to using a leaf rake versus a vacuum system. Plus, you're not stirring it all up and having to wait for it to settle back down, so it's quicker in that regards as well. So it'll save you wear and tear on your body, and it also save you from being worn out during the windstorms in your area. Another advantage of the vacuum system is that, let's say that you're at a pool where there's like moderate debris in the bottom, the automatic cleaner maybe got jammed up by some of the debris, and you never want to leave a pool dirty. So one thing that you should know is that automatic cleaners are great to keep the pool clean. I recommend having them in every pool, and this also will really help with the vacuum system because the vacuum system can't get the really fine dirt, but the suction side cleaner can, or robotic pool cleaner can. But you never want to leave a pool dirty. So I've been at many stops before where the pool was, you know, medium debris. I could probably skim it out in maybe 7 or 8 minutes and get it really looking clean. And then the automatic cleaner will get all the rest. But you don't want to leave the pool dirty. And so the vacuum system is a great way to just drop it in there and vacuum out the pool. Within like 2 or 3 minutes, you'll have all the debris out of there. And then the automatic cleaner can finish up the job for you. Of course, you can bring your manual vacuum head in there, take the cleaner off, put the vacuum head on, and vacuum the pool. That's effective. It's not as fast, but I'm not saying it's not as effective as using the vacuum system. But I'm talking about speed here and convenience, and so, of course, the vacuum system is much better in that regard. Another reason why you may want to invest in the vacuum system is that I mentioned that the winds is a problem in my area during 4 or 5 months of the year. But there may be a lot of accounts that you pass on because maybe the pool has moderate leaf debris and you just want to have pools with light debris and don't want to mess with it. But maybe that pool is right next door to another pool that you do that's really easy. If you had a vacuum system, you could take that pool on with no worries and you can, you know, do the nice easy pool, go next door with your Riptide or bottom feeder and just vacuum that pool out within a matter of a few minutes. And you just added, you know, $200 or $250 account next door, because you had the ability to do that with the vacuum system on your truck. And since I've serviced pools for many years without a vacuum system, I can tell you that you'll sleep a lot easier the night before a windstorm. You'll hear it rattling against your window. You'll hear maybe your lawn furniture moving across the backyard. But you don't have to worry about it because basically you have the vacuum system and you know that you're going to be able to go out there the next day and clean the pools up with very little effort or physical effort on your part. The vacuum system is kind of like a peace of mind insurance policy to have on your truck or have available when you need it. And it may just be enough. That may just be enough for you to say, well, I'm going to get a vacuum system because I really don't like cleaning up pools after a windstorm. And if this is going to help me, then I'll definitely get this. Now, if you're in an area where a lot of your pools have a lot of debris all the time, of course, it's pretty much a no-brainer that you want to have a vacuum system, because really you're going to struggle through your day. Now in my service area, I first started, and the guys in this area will appreciate this, but I first started in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I was 16 years old, and I was actually working upland at Rancho Cucamonga. I was working for a local pool store, and I got to tell you, that area is the worst area because it's like a wind tunnel. Probably not as bad as Fontana, Rialto, if you're thinking of areas where you get a lot of wind. But it's a pretty bad area to work in because there's winds constantly in those areas. And they built like an outdoor mall called Victoria Gardens in Rancho Cucamonga. I don't know why they would do that because it's so windy all the time. I rarely go there, but I know when I've been there before, it's been really windy. And so kind of get the idea that this is an area where the wind is always blowing through late in the afternoon. Santa Ana winds. It's just a wind tunnel. And so I use my manual vacuum. I use my leaf rake. There was no vacuum systems back then when I started in 1988. And so I would just clean the pool by skimming the pool bottom and then using my manual vacuum to get all the dirt and smaller debris out. And this took a while because, as you know, when you're using a leaf rake, you're going to stir everything up and then let it settle and then you can vacuum it. Or sometimes I would vacuum the pool the best I could around the large debris. This is like a little trick I learned. So I would leave like big sections that were like full of dirt and leaves, but I was able to vacuum most of it. And then I would use my leaf rake to get the rest of it. Of course, there was like a fine layer of dust on the bottom. There weren't too many automatic cleaners back then. You had the white creepy crawly. You had Hayward Navigators. They were decent. They worked okay. And so they would get all the dust, but you couldn't leave any larger debris in the pool. And I think this method worked fine. I mean, it kind of wore me out. But if I had a vacuum system back then, my life would have been totally different. It would have been totally transformed, but I didn't. And so you can do it. I'm not saying that you can't do pools without it. I'm just saying the vacuum system makes your life really easy and convenient. Now, if you're in an area where you get just mainly dirt and not a lot of leaf debris, the vacuum system may not do you any good. Because I mentioned that it doesn't pick up the fine dirt. In fact, I would say that the minimum micron bag you probably want to use on a regular basis is 75 microns, which means anything smaller than that will go right through the bag. They do have 60 micron bags, and they do have, Riptide has a 25 micron bag, but that's more like for polishing a pool, like, you know, spot cleaning it. It's not for vacuuming the pool on a regular basis. And so you're going to be limited with the amount of dirt you can pick up. So you may want to invest in something like the Advantage Manufacturing PortaVac 2.0. This is basically a filter with a pump on a dolly, and you would just use your manual vacuum to vacuum everything up into the cartridge filter in there, or vacuum the waste, your choice. And I think, you know, there's a lot of members of my group in the high desert, and that's kind of the low desert, high desert, and that's kind of their choice of system. They don't really invest in a vacuum system. If you're in an area, and I'm using California as my example because this is my state, in my area, if you're like in Indio or Palm Springs, of course, a vacuum system would come in handy because not only do you have dirt, but a lot of homes have trees around them and those leaves would get into the pool. So you definitely want to have one of those areas. But there's some areas where you really don't get a lot of leaf debris. It's just mainly dirt, maybe parts of Arizona, which actually Arizona, there's a lot of green areas if you've never been there. And there's a lot of areas that are just dirt, like the high desert here in California. So you want to kind of, it's area dependent, really, where I'm trying to stay here. So if you're like in Texas, where you have trees everywhere and you definitely need it, you're going to get it. But if you're in an area where it's mainly dirt and not a lot of leaf debris, you may not need to get a vacuum system. You may not even see any pool companies with it on the back of their truck. You may see a lot of pool companies with their homemade portable filtration systems on a dolly. You may see some PortaVacs. But I really think, you know, if you buy one of these for an area that doesn't need it, then you're wasting your money and you're better off buying a filtration system versus that. Now, I mentioned automatic cleaners, and I really think that this is something that really aids the vacuum system because a suction cleaner and, in fact, pressure cleaners with a fine sand silt bag will pick up a lot of the dirt also, or robotic pool cleaners, if the customer has one, are a good aid to the vacuum system because then you can use it more often and don't worry about the small particle dust in the pool because the other cleaners will pick it up for you. And it's a great way to quickly vacuum pools on your route. Like if you had the bottom feeder, you can drop it in and spot vacuum a pool in about 3 or 4 minutes and then pull it out and the pool will look great and then let the automatic cleaner do the rest for you. So I would say that in conjunction with either manually vacuuming the pool, and if you manually vacuum a lot of pools, it's great because you can just use the cleaner hose and your vacuum head, you know, to bring the big hose back there. And, you know, you can just use your vacuum head with the cleaner hose and vacuum the pool out. But if you have a vacuum system, the automatic cleaners definitely help keep the pool clean and you can vacuum around them. If you have employees, I really recommend giving them a vacuum system. The Riptide would be my choice because it's really durable and, you know, it would take a lot to break it. I mean, you know, employees aren't really careful. It's not their equipment, but definitely they're going to keep the vacuum system in really good condition because it's going to help them so much that they'll probably treat it well. But if they don't, the Riptide is really durable. The bottom feeder is really durable also. It's just a piece of aluminum, basically, and it's not going to get broken. It can bend, and you can bend it back into shape. But for the employees, sometimes you want to put in your service agreement that the employee is going to vacuum the pool every time they're there. I think it's a good idea in some cases to do that because then the customer feels comfortable with you not taking care of the pool, but the employee is, but they're going to know that they're contractually obligated to vacuum the pool as they're working for you. And so a vacuum system will fulfill that part of the contract. It'll make the employee want to vacuum the pool because it's so easy and effective. And so they can drop in the Riptide or bottom feeder and vacuum the pool, and they'll fulfill that part of the contract. And you're not going to get customers calling you saying, hey, your employee was here, he didn't vacuum, I just saw him skim the bottom and he brushed the sides. You know, it's going to help your business and your business model, and it's going to stop those calls from coming in. So definitely, if you have an employee, have them use a vacuum system or manually vacuum the pool when necessary. And I think it's a great way to just help your business and not have, again, those complaints that, hey, he's not doing his job, because you can say, well, look, he dropped it in there, he cleaned it, the pool's clean, and then end of story. You shouldn't have those calls anymore at that point. And for yourself, you can put that in your contract if you want. If you want to be a more of a premium service, then you can say that you vacuum every pool. In my service agreement, I have it as I'll vacuum the pool when needed, because I don't want to be contractually obligated to vacuum every pool, especially when some pools stay pretty clean and they're really a waste of my time to vacuum it. And so once in a while, a customer will say, hey, do you ever vacuum the pool? And I say, well, my service agreement, if you look at it, says I vacuum the pool when needed. So you'll see me vacuuming it sometimes, but sometimes I won't be. So of course, the following week when I get there, I'll drop my Riptide in and I'll spend an extra few minutes vacuuming it so the customer can actually see me doing it. And, you know, the vacuum system is great for that. So I would say, you know, it's area dependent, it's debris dependent, and it's kind of peace of mind dependent. I wouldn't say it's price dependent, because you can save up, like I mentioned, for it and buy it. And I think some of them have, like the Riptide, you can actually use like a, forgot what they use for it, but you can make payments on it. It's like one of those pay buy now, pay later services. And so it's not something that you need to be priced out of. It's just, I think, do you need one or not? That's something for you to decide. And, you know, I presented, I think, both sides of the argument here pretty fairly. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, a vacuum system will benefit most people. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just click on the podcast icon. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.